Title. Groove from reverb pre-delay choices advanced. All right, let's get advanced with this one, because in drum and bass, reverb is not just space. Reverb can literally create groove, and the control that makes that happen is pre-delay. Pre-delay is the gap between the dry hit and when the reverb starts speaking. At 170 to 175 BPM, we're dealing with super tight timing. So even a 10 to 40 millisecond change can feel like swing, push, pull, or even ghost notes without moving a single MIDI note. Today you're going to build a drum reverb bus inside Ableton Live that makes your kit feel like it's rolling harder, purely from reverb timing choices. We'll make a snare verb that answers the snare rhythmically, a tiny hat room that adds forward motion without washing your transients, and an optional gated jungle-style reverb for that snap-bloom-disappear rhythm. And we're keeping it clean with stock Ableton tools. Hybrid reverb, reverb, EQ8, compressor, gate, utility, maybe auto pan, and a couple optional extras if you want to go further. First, session setup, so everything we do actually makes musical sense. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Then load a basic, stable D then B pattern. For example, a two-step style kick pattern, snare on beats 2 and 4, and straight 1/16 closed hats with a few offbeat opens. The reason I want the pattern stable is simple. If the groove is already changing constantly, you won't hear what the reverb timing is doing. We want your ear to lock onto a consistent pocket, so the pre-delay shifts are obvious. Next, we're going to create reverb sends the clean DNB way. Make return track A and name it snare verb. Make return track B and name it HAT room. And optionally make return track C called gated verb. Now on your drum tracks, send the snare mostly to return A, send hats lightly to return B. And if you're doing the optional part, send some snare to return C as well. Teacher note here, the big rule in DNB is, keep reverb mostly on returns. If you slap reverb directly on the snare channel, you usually lose transient control. The snare stops punching because the reverb is glued to the transient. With returns, your dry hit stays king, and the space becomes an add-on you can shape and duck. Now the core concept. Pre-delay is rhythmic placement. Here's the mental unlock. At 174 BPM, rough timing values look like this. A 1/16 note is about 86 milliseconds. A 1/32 note is about 43 milliseconds. A 1/64 note is about 21.5 milliseconds. So when you set pre-delay around 20 to 45 milliseconds, your reverb starts around a 1/64 to 1/32 after the hit. And your brain can interpret that as timing information, like an extra layer of rhythm, instead of a wash of ambience. One more advanced coach note. Pre-delay isn't only time. It's also about phase and envelope perception. In this tempo range, a 20 to 50 millisecond gap changes how your ear interprets the front edge of the snare. If early reflections arrive consistently in a subdivision window, your brain tags it as groove. So our first build is return A, snare verb. On return A, insert hybrid reverb. Start with a plate algorithm. Plates are a classic DNB snare move because they give size without sounding like a huge room. Set a starting point like this. Pre-delay. Start at 22 milliseconds, then try 43 milliseconds after. Decay. Somewhere like 0.8 to 1.4 seconds. In rolling DNB, you usually don't want a 3-second snare tail unless you're deliberately going atmospheric. Size. Medium. Early reflections. Moderate. High cut. Somewhere around 7 to 10k. Low cut. 200 to 350 Hz at minimum. And honestly, heavier DNB often wants 300 Hz or higher. Now right after hybrid reverb, at EQ8, high pass that return aggressively. Put your high pass somewhere around 250 to 400 Hz and adjust by ear. The point is, reverb low end will destroy your sub clarity. It'll also blur the groove, because the low frequencies ring and overlap more. If the reverb competes with your snare crack, consider a gentle dip around 2 to 4K. And if the return gets fizzy, a little shelf down above 10 to 12K can smooth it out. Next, add a compressor after EQ8, and we're going to duck the return using sidechain from the snare track. Set the compressor sidechain input to your snare channel. Ratio around 2 to 1. Attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 160 milliseconds. And aim for maybe 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction when the snare hits. What this does is super important. It preserves the snare transient. The dry snare hits clean, and then the reverb rises in the gaps. In DNB, space has to move around drums, not sit on top of them. Now let's dial pre-delay for groove. The practical way. loop two bars with the full drums, level match your return so it's not just louder. Then switch the pre-delay between three zones. First zone, about 20 to 25 milliseconds, that's your 1/64-ish feel. It tends to feel tight and modern, like a zipper roll behind the snare. Great for rollers and neuro. Second zone, about 40 to 45 milliseconds, that's 1/32-ish. This can feel like a ghost snare behind the hit, not a flam exactly, but it implies another event. Third zone, about 80 to 90 milliseconds, that's around a 1/16. Now you're into obvious call and response territory. It's bigger and more noticeable, and it can get cluttered if your drums are dense, but used in the right moment it's insanely musical. Your target is this. The reverb should start rhythmically. You should almost hear it as a secondary hit, not a smear. Here's a really effective test. The mute test. Mute the snare verb return for one bar, then unmute it for one bar, while keeping the volume matched. If the kit feels like it leans forward or leans back when you toggle, you're adding groove. If it only feels bigger, you're mostly doing space, not pocket. Now quick troubleshooting, because this is where people get stuck. If the groove effect is weak, don't instantly crank decay. Instead, check early reflections. Often you'll get more groove by raising early reflections or reducing the late tail. If your snare loses punch, that's transient masking. Usually the reverb return has too much energy in the 2 to 5k region too early. Fix it by lowering early reflections slightly, increasing pre-delay a touch, ducking harder, or doing a small EQ dip, where it hurts. Also watch for pre-delay that's too long in dense drums. At 174 BPM, once you're above about 100 milliseconds, it can start reading like a separate slap that fights the groove. Next, return B. Hat room. This is your micro groove enhancer. On return B, insert Ableton's stock reverb. Set it to a tiny room vibe. Pre-delay. 0 to 10 milliseconds. We don't want hats to lag. We want glue. Decay. 0.2 to 0.5 seconds. Size. Low to medium. Diffusion. High so it's smooth. Low cut. 400 to 800 Hz. Yes, that high. This return is about sparkle and air, not body. High cut. 8 to 12k depending on how bright your hats are. Then add utility after the reverb. Set width to around 120 to 160% if you want it to spread. But be careful. If your hats are already wide, this can wreck mono. Optional. Add auto pan after the reverb. Keep it subtle. Amount 10 to 25%. Rate sync to 1/8 or 1/16. This makes the room breathe in time, giving motion without touching your hat MIDI. Now the optional spicy one. Return C. Gated verb, jungle style. On return C, add hybrid reverb again. Plate or bright room. Pre-delay, 30 to 60 milliseconds. Let the transient land first. Decay, 1 to 2.5 seconds, because we're about to chop it. Then add gate after hybrid reverb. Set threshold until the tails get cut hard. Return around 6 to 12 milliseconds, fast. Hold around 30 to 80 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 160 milliseconds. Then add a compressor after the gate and sidechain it from the kick, so the kick punches through clean in the two-step. This gives you that classic rhythm. Snare hits, reverb blooms, then it disappears instead of washing over everything. And here's a deeper coach detail. Don't ignore the relationship between pre-delay and release. If your ducking or gating release is short enough that the tail ends before the next important drum event, the reverb reads like a secondary hit. If the release is too long, it becomes a bridge that connects hits, and it can blur swing. A good starting move is, set release so the tail rises in the gaps between snare and hats, not under the transient. Now let's make it musical with arrangement moves, because a static reverb setting is rarely the best choice for a whole track. Automate pre-delay by section. In the drop, go tighter, like 22 milliseconds, to feel forward and aggressive. In breakdowns, go bigger, like 45 to 90 milliseconds, to feel floaty. For a 16-bar lift, ramp from 22 up to 43 milliseconds to build tension without changing your drum pattern. Also, do call and response with the bass. When the bass is busy, like a reese that fills space, reduce pre-delay and reduce decay. When the bass is sparse, increase pre-delay slightly so the groove halo is audible. And a very effective fill trick. On the last snare before a phrase change, bump pre-delay toward about 80 milliseconds for just that hit. Then snap back. It can feel like a ghost flam pointing into the next bar. Now let's add a few advanced variations if you want to go beyond the basic returns. First, flam without MIDI. On your snare verb return, make an audio effect rock with two chains. Chain 1, pre-delay around 18 to 25 milliseconds, shorter decay, this is felt. Chain 2, pre-delay around 40 to 55 milliseconds, slightly longer decay, this is heard. Blend them so chain 1 tightens the roll and chain 2 creates the answer. You get a controllable flam vibe without duplicating the snare. Second, midside pre-delay split, the stereo groove illusion. Make your mid arrive earlier and your sides arrive later. The center stays punchy, while the width feels like it's rolling and breathing. You can do this with separate chains and utility width control, or with mid-side processing around the reverb. The principle is simple. Tight center, late sides. Third, dynamic pre-delay. If you have Max for Live, put envelope follower on the snare track and map it to the returns pre-delay with a small range, like 18 to 35 milliseconds. Hard hits push the reverb slightly later. Soft hits keep it tighter. The pocket breathes. Fourth, the triplet shadow trick. Keep hats straight, but set snare verb pre-delay near 1/16 triplet-ish zone. The reverb onset implies a triplet grid, which can add that rolling propulsion without actually programming triplets. Now a couple sound design extras, quick but powerful. You can add subtle saturator after the reverb. Drive 1 to 4 dB. Soft clip-on. This makes tails denser and slightly metallic. Great for techie rollers. You can also add frequency shifter after the reverb, super subtle, like plus or minus 5 to 20 Hz. Keep it low mix. This makes the reverb onset feel like a detuned after image, which reads as motion and urgency. And if the reverb fights the snare crack, instead of just EQ cutting, you can do a dynamic hole punch. Use a compressor or multiband keyed from the snare, focused around 2 to 4K. Let the reverb be bright between hits, but step aside right at impact. Now let's lock it in with a short practice exercise. Loop 4 bars of your drop drums. On the snare verb return, create a rock and map a macro to pre-delay, decay, and the return volume. Make 3 presets. Preset 1. Tight roll. Pre-delay 22 milliseconds. Decay 0.9 seconds. Preset 2. Ghost push. Pre-delay 43 milliseconds. Decay 1.2 seconds. Preset 3. Call and answer. Pre-delay 86 milliseconds, decay 1.0 seconds, but turn the return volume down a bit so it doesn't dominate. Record yourself toggling between these every 8 bars, and choose the one that makes the groove feel fastest without increasing hat velocity or adding hits. Bonus, increase the snare ducking and notice what changes. This audio version is shortened for playback.